Luke 18:14. This is the Pharisee and the publican. Just to review what we've studied so far, it's starting in verse 10. Two men went up into the temple to pray, the one a Pharisee and the other a publican. The Pharisee stood and prayed thus with himself, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men, are, extortioners, unjust, adulterers, and even as this publican. I fast twice in the week, I give tithes of all that I possess. And the publican, standing afar off, would not lift up so much as his eyes unto heaven, but smote upon his breast, saying, God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, this man went down to his house justified rather than the other. For every one that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted. Exalted is what it sounds like. It's hoopso. I wish that I could pronounce these words. Let's just look at a couple of them. Let's look at John 3:3. This is when this is the meeting with Nicodemus. There was a man of the, in verse 1, there was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus, a ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto you, or thee, except a man be born again. I hate that word. Born from above. He cannot see the kingdom of God. Nicodemus saith unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter into the sect? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? And Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. That which is born of the flesh is flesh, and that which is born of the spirit is spirit. Marvel not that I said unto you, You must be born again. The wind bloweth where it listeth, and thou hearest the sound thereof, but cannot tell where it cometh from and whither it goeth. So is every man, or every one that is born of God, or born of the Spirit. Nicodemus answered and said unto him, How is it that these things be? How can these things be? Jesus answered and said unto him, Art thou a master of Israel, and knowest not these things? Verily, verily, I say unto thee, We speak that which we do know, and testify that which we have seen, and you receive not our witness. If I have told you earthly things, and you believe not, how shall you believe if I tell of you heavenly things? And no man hath ascended up into heaven, but he that came down from heaven, even the Son of Man, which is in heaven. And as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up. Whosoever believeth in him that should not perish, him should not perish, but have eternal life. Now the word for exalteth is the same word for lift up. So when the Son of Man must be lifted up, let's go to John 12 and see it one more time. whole bunch here, but verse 30. Jesus answered and said, "This voice came not because of me, but for your sakes. Now is the judgment of this world. Now shall the prince of this world be cast out. And I, if I be lifted up from the earth, will draw all men to him, unto me." This he said, signifying what death he should die. Now, there, the lifted up. Well, we got to look at a couple others, at least one other. Let's go to Acts 2. This is Peter's speech. I mean, we're not going to read the whole thing, but verse 31. "He, seeing this before, spake of the resurrection of Christ, that his soul was not left in hell, neither his flesh did see corruption. This Jesus hath God raised up, whereof we are all witnesses. Therefore, being by the right hand of God exalted, and having received of the Father the promise of the Holy Ghost, he hath shed forth this which we now see and hear." Obviously, the word is exalted. Christ is exalted and sitteth at the right hand of God. Now, the opposite of exalt, back to Luke. "For everyone that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." Abased is typanu, means to be, make low or humbled. And we're going to look at three verses. First in Philippians 2, and see what this abased means.
Does it also mean devalue? Or?
It means humility, really what it means. So in verse 5 of Philippians 2. "Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, thought it not robbery or something to be grasped, to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore God hath highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name. So he that exalteth himself shall be abased, and he that humbleth himself shall be exalted." And the model of this is Christ. Christ did the ultimate in humility. The mind of Christ, as we've said a thousand times, is the word kino, where it says that he made himself of no reputation. No reputation is kino. It's total emptying to the point of a vacuum. And not only that, but he was found in the fashion of a man, and he humbled himself and became obedient even unto death. So this thing about being abased and exalted, as he is in the world, so are we. This means that we can never justify ourselves. Once you justify yourself, then you exalt yourself. And the humility comes as a natural breathing of Christ here in the flesh, in us. So the test is whether or not you defend yourself or justify yourself. Everybody see that?
Yeah.
All right, let's go to one more, James 4. No, let's stay in Philippians, Philippians 4.
The obvious litmus test is Christ in front of Pilate and Herod. You know, he didn't defend himself. He's the ultimate person that could have said, hey, I've done none of these things, and Amen. He didn't speak a word. Where are we going to?
Philippians 4, starting in verse 10. But I rejoiced in the Lord greatly that now at the last your care of me hath flourished again, wherein you were also careful but lacked opportunity. Not that I speak in respect of want, for I have learned in whatsoever state I am therewith to be content. I know both how to be abased, I know how to abound. Everywhere and in all things I am instructed, both to be full and to be hungry, both to abound and to suffer need. I can do all things through Christ which strengtheneth me. So this whole issue of abased, it's typanu. It also means its primary meaning is humility. All right, now to James 4. Well, let's read. Starting verse 1. This one is, we can't hear this enough. From whence cometh wars and fightings among you? Come they not hence, even of your lusts that war in your members? You lust and have not. You kill and desire to have and cannot obtain. You fight and war, yet you have not, because you ask not. You ask and receive not, because you ask amiss, that you may consume it upon your lusts. You adulterers and adulteresses, know you not that friendship of the world is enmity with God? Whosoever therefore will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. You think that the Scripture saith, in vain the Spirit that dwelleth in us lusteth to envy? But he giveth more grace, whereunto he saith, God resisteth the proud, but giveth grace to the humble. Submit yourselves, therefore, to God. Resist the devil, he will flee from you. Draw nigh to God, and he will draw nigh to you. Cleanse your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Be afflicted and mourn and weep, lest your laughter be turned to mourning and your joy to heaviness. Humble yourself in the sight of God, and he will lift you up. Abase yourself in the sight of God. Every time we study this, I'm reminded of that night or evening when I was under the bridge. These two homeless guys, or two or three, I can't remember. Anyway, here's a guy that doesn't have a pot to urinate in, and yet he's saying, I'll tell you one goddamn thing, if I were president, and he went on and on about what he would do. Well, that is the ultimate opposite of abasing or of humility. So some of the most needy, without people in the world, are the ones that humble themselves the most. And some of the richest people in the world and the one, and people that have a right to be exalted. They abase themselves. It has nothing to do with your position in life. It has to do with this mystery of God. This is why, the stuff that's going on in the church, when you hear these prancing peacocks of preachers, it's just sickening to hear them talk about themselves and how God is blessing them, blah, blah, blah. And yet they're just idiots is too kind a word.
Yeah, that Southwest Believers Convention in Fort Worth, we've been watching that, and I think Jesse DePlantis is probably the biggest loudmouth peacock, and some of the things he says are just so self-absorbed, yet he wraps God around it. And then he even called Kenneth a prophet. And he talked about all the other ministers during the convention. They all said things. You've got to listen to him, but he called Kenneth a prophet. Of what?
A prophet of peacocks. Yeah. All right, let's go back to Luke.
They tell him that for everyone that exalteth himself, the key word is himself. It's just self-motivated.
It's what?
It's self-motivated.
Oh, sure.
Right. It's an effort to enhance your status, your power, and it stinks right there.
Amen.
Right. It, in a way, it speaks to that. Save your soul, you lose it.
If you seek to save your life, you will lose it.
Rule of, is that called that?
That's why.
That reverse law, you're swimming and you sink trying to save yourself. You sink. And when you quit, when you float, you sink. When you sink, you float. When you try to save yourself, when you try to exalt yourself, keyword being self.
All right, verse 15. And they brought unto him also infants, that he would touch them. But when his disciples saw it, they rebuked them. But Jesus called them unto him and said, Suffer little children, or allow little children to come unto me, and forbid them not, for of such is the kingdom of God. Verily I say unto you, whosoever shall not receive the kingdom of God as a little child shall no wise enter therein. This word here, it's unique in Luke's writing, but his word for the little children is blepos, or briefos, excuse me, B-R-E-P-H-O-S. It's again, it's this child before self-awareness, but it can also mean an unborn child. And the perfect example of this, the infancy or the total lack of self-awareness is what he's talking about here. Let's go to Luke 1. This is the primary example. start in verse 39. This is when Mary went to visit her cousin in the hill country, and well, it was in verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country. That's what I just said. How come you're saying it again? With haste into a city of Judah. Now, can you imagine? Why don't you just think about Mary here? She's now pregnant, so she's noticeable. And she's the talk of the town. She's shamed. The best evidence indicates that she was probably about 13 or 14, a very early teenager. And she was betrothed to Joseph, who was an older man. The best evidence, he was in his late 30s, probably about 38.
He get arrested for that today.
Huh?
Yeah, he get arrested today for that. Yeah.
But she is now pregnant. And she's tried to keep it. You can imagine the clothes she wore, huh? Because it's just the talk of the town. She was pregnant before her marriage. She's afraid. She's bitter. She just hates her life. This isn't what we hear, though, about her. The word Mary itself comes from the word, the Hebrew word, meaning bitter. And so she now, in haste, leaves and goes to visit her cousin. Well, let's go back. Verse 39. And Mary arose in those days and went into the hill country with haste. Into a city of Judah, and entered the house of Zechariah, and saluted Elizabeth. And it came to pass that when Elizabeth heard the salutation of Mary, the babe, the blepos, leaped in her womb. And Elizabeth, this is John the Baptist's mother, was filled with the Holy Ghost. And she spake out with a loud voice and said, Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb. And whence is this to me, that the mother of my Lord should come unto me? For as soon as the voice of thy salutation sounded in mine ears, the babe leaped in my womb for joy. And blessed is she that believed, for there shall be a performance of those things which were told her from the Lord. And Mary said, now she went from this extreme state of bitterness because of the state she was in to quoting or to saying what's now called the Magnificat. And again, it's all about. Now it's the unborn infant in Elizabeth, who's, when she hears Mary's voice, leaps in the womb. And now, just listen to going from this state of massive bitterness and fear and depression and all these things because of this her situation. Now listen to what she says. This is Mary speaking in verse 46. And Mary said, My soul doth magnify the Lord, and my spirit hath rejoiced in God my Savior, for he hath regarded the low estate of his handmaid. For behold, from henceforth all generations shall call me blessed. For he that is mighty hath done to me great things, and holy is his name. And his mercy is on them that fear him from generation to generation. He has showed strength with his arm, his seed. He hath scattered the proud in the imaginations of their hearts. He hath put down the mighty from their soul seats and exalted them of low degree. He hath filled the hungry with good things, and the rich he hath sent away empty. He hath helped his servant Israel. I'm going to have to get glasses. Why didn't somebody remind me to get glasses? Shut up, Pete.
You mean it more often than daily?
What?
More often than daily?
In remembrance of his mercy, as he spake to our fathers, to Abraham and to his seed forever. And Mary abode with her about 3 months and returned to her own house when she was about to give birth. And I don't think she would have returned except that they had the Greek go to Bethlehem for the census. But think of this. She went from this. That's one of the most precious verses in the Bible. And she went from this state of bitterness and fear and everything else. And when she went, the babe leaped in his womb. Now remember who John the Baptist was. His father was Zechariah. He was of the order of the priests. There were 24 courses of the priesthood. He was of the order directly below the high priest, in that his job was to make sure the altar of incense in the holy place was always burning. John the Baptist was the first Nazarite in 400 years. He was a Nazarite from birth. They were called the long-haired heroes of Israel. He was the first prophet in 400 years. There are only three Nazarites from birth in all of the history of Israel. And they are?
Samson. Samuel.
And John the Baptist. So he was 10,000 times beyond a rock star. That's why it says, Jesus said of him, among those born of women, there's no one that is anywhere near him. Is it something I said?
No, I just pressed the button.
Oh.
See if I can keep it from coming on.
But anyhow, this, what we're studying is this word briefos, the very young. Now, except you become as that briefos, as that child without self-awareness. Except you be. I didn't hear what you said.
I said we're not doing the machine any favors by unplugging it, but hopefully it will shine.
Matthew 18 says, except you be converted and become as that little child, that darling infant, the same one here, you can in no wise enter the kingdom of God. How do you do that? How do you lose self-awareness? Only by repentance. Amen. All right. Go to 1 Peter. Chapter 2. let's start earlier. Let's start chapter 1. Well, we're gonna start in verse 13 of chapter 1. Wherefore, gird up the loins of your mind, be sober, and hope to the end for the grace that is to be brought unto you at the revelation of Jesus Christ. As obedient children, not fashioning yourselves according to the former lusts and your ignorance. In other words, as your former life as a Gentile, as your former life of using your mind instead of emptying. But as he saith, but as he which I'm sorry. But as he which hath called you is holy, so be you holy in all manner of conversation. Because it is written, be ye holy, for I am holy. And if you call on the Father, who without respect of persons judgeth according to every man's work, pass the time of your sojourning here in fear. For as much as you know that you are not redeemed with corruptible things, as silver and gold, from your vain manner of life, received by tradition from your fathers, but with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot, who verily was foreordained before the foundation of the world, but was manifest in these last times for you, who by him do believe in God, that raised him up from the dead and gave him glory, that your faith and hope might be in God. Seeing you have purified your souls in obeying the truth through the Spirit unto unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart fervently, being born again, not of corruptible seed, but of incorruptible, by the word of God which liveth and abideth forever. For all flesh is as grass, and the glory of man is the flower of the grass. The grass withereth, and the flower falleth away. But the word of the Lord endureth forever. And this is the word which was by the gospel preached unto you. As you remember, we studied this bunch of times, but in verse 25, but the word of the Lord endureth forever. That word there is rhema. And then, and this is the word logos, which was preached unto you. The word rhema is the word made flesh in you. Wherefore, now this we said a lot to get to this. Wherefore, laying aside all malice and all guile and hypocrisies and envies and evil speakings, as newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the word, that you may grow thereby, if so be you have tasted that the Lord is gracious. As newborn babes, bleepos, darling infants. Amen? All right. That's all. Anybody have any response or thoughts? Any more than you've already thought or said? Nilda, what are you taking notes about?
Rima.
Rima? You didn't what?
That I didn't know it meant that.
Oh. Well, it does. That's what has to happen in us. The word must be made flesh in us. That's what sanctification is. All right.